year. So, and it's great. They have a strike force and they go to different states and they go to battleground areas there. But we need something like that that can dump money into truly conservative candidates, not the fake ones that we have right now, but the truly conservative ones.
One of the other things we're going to do, and I'm not sure whether I'm even allowed to say this, but we have made a deal with Roger Stone. Roger and I are going to create a campaign management school. So we're going to bring people in and teach them how to do it.
Get me Roger Stone. Yes. Wow.
Have Roger stop by and talk to us one day.
We're going to have great
That would be
on.
Fun.
Yeah, absolutely. Get him on
camera. Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. On Capitol Hill, the CEO of TikTok, Shouzi Chu, making a high-profile appearance before a U.S. Congressional Committee to make the case for why the hugely popular video-sharing app should not be banned. Chu says the company takes national security concerns seriously. The labor market continuing to defy the Federal Reserve's attempts at loosening it, with U.S. applications for unemployment benefits down again last week and remaining at historically low levels. The Labor Department reporting the jobless claims in the U.S. for the week ending March 18th fell by 1,000 to 191,000 from the previous week. On Wall Street, stocks remain sharply higher. The Dow had 382 points. The S&P is up 55. This is SRN News.
Spring cleaning is upon us, but there's one meaningful box that you don't throw away when cleaning out your closet. It's the box filled with your family's important videotapes, film reels, and photos. Hi, I'm Adam Baselager.
And I'm Nick Mako. We started Legacy Box over a decade ago to help families organize and update their analog media to digital.
Legacy Box is simple and easy. It works and is safe. Over a million families have trusted Legacy Box.
And Legacy Box has been featured in Good Housekeeping, The Today Show, and Rachel Ray.
Legacy Box is like magic, converting your shoebox of memories to the cloud or thumb drive, ready to watch and share.
Declutter your closet by digitizing your media. Become more organized and accomplished, knowing your family's recorded past is safe forever. Take advantage of our spring cleaning sale going on now. It's the easiest task to check off your to-do list.
For a limited time, you can get started for just $9 a tape. Visit legacybox.com/LBOX to get our $9 sale. That's legacybox.com/LBOX to get our $9 offer. Legacybox.com/LBOX.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Truckers, if you are looking for green grass, contact Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. In business since 1959 and still growing. Call today, 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Our major spring break warming trend continues today. In fact, I think we're headed for the mid-80s today. Good bit of sunshine. Clouds on the increase, but very mild tonight. Overnight lows 61. Tomorrow, a very warm day for March. I think the high temperature will reach the mid to upper 80s. Cloudy early, sunshine later. We'll be dry through Friday evening, but showers and storms arrive in the overnight hours Friday night into the wee hours of Saturday, and some of those will be strong, possibly severe. The storms will clear out early in the day on Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile devices with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for more information. Member FDIC.
1819 News.
Alabama Attorney General Steve Marshall wants the state of Alabama to have stricter and more defined laws when it comes to criminal gangs. Marshall spoke about it on News Talk 93.1 with Alabama Unfiltered.
What we want to do is bring Alabama into the majority of states that have the ability to prosecute for gang activity. And the bill that we have would do a couple of things. Number one, we define who a gang member is and a gang associate is. We are establishing that you're a part of the gang and then you commit criminal activity that's connected to the gang, then we're going to enhance those punishments.
I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Cold weather is here, and you know what that means. Colds, the flu, and coronaviruses are running rampant. Your immune system needs protection, and that's why I love what my friends over at Centurion Labs are doing. Whether you've got a cough, sore throat, runny nose, or looking to strengthen your immune health, they have a safe and well-researched product you can trust. For a limited time, you can get 20% off your first bottle order when you visit CenturionLabs.com and use the promo code 1819. That's CenturionLabs.com, promo code 1819.
A man who was linked to a secret recording of Montgomery Mayor Stephen Reed is now calling for an apology from that mayor. Charles Lee has also retained a lawyer in the matter. This comes after Mayor Reed was caught in a profanity-laced rant against various political issues, and that recording was uploaded to YouTube. Reed went on to call Lee the person behind those recordings and also referred to Lee as a shyster, hustler, and liar. Lee heads up a nonprofit organization in Montgomery, and he spoke about this recent move to WAKA News.
I just want to tell you guys why you're here. One, I did not record the mayor. I repeat, I did not record him. I never tried to extort the mayor. Not one time.
I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
John, what are you doing? Get in my car. Why are you walking to work?
Thanks, man. It's these insanely high gas prices. They are draining my bank account. I can't afford to drive anymore.
Dude, don't walk. Just do what I do, because I never pay full price for gas anymore. I use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait, you're telling me you get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code SMART for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's promo code SMART. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code SMART for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code SMART.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for Montgomery's Conversational Radio Show. It's news and views on News Talk 93.1 FM. To join the conversation, call 272-9228.
You never want a serious crisis to go to waste. And what I mean by that is an opportunity to do things that you think you could not do before.
Up yours, woke moralists. We'll see who cancels who.
Is that how you conduct yourself in a democracy?
In politics, man must learn to rise above principle.
Women are, in fact, demented. They are dangerous people.
You know, they used to say Abraham Lincoln got the worst press. I said, there's no way he got worse than me.
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by go, you know the thing.
Fat broads and horse-faced lesbians.
This afternoon, we've seen a whole lot of table banging.
I got worms.
I got hairy legs.
You gotta cough, please. Leave me alone.
We got no food. We got no jobs. Our pets' heads are falling off.
After damning politicians uphill and down dale for many years as rogues, vagabonds, frauds, and scoundrels, I sometimes suspect that, like everyone else, I often expect too much of them.
Joey Clark.
Welcome into News and Views, Afternoon Edition. I'm your host, Joey Clark. My trusty sidekick, Eddie Bader, is here.
How you doing, Joey?
I'm doing all right. Now, we learned many years ago from the boys in Pink Floyd that all in all, we're just another brick in the wall.
Yes. Yes, we did, Joey.
But there are other ways to put that, you know. You could say we're just wheels in a machine. Cogs.
Yep.
In some grand plan that isn't ours to upset, only ours to comply with.
Correct.
But that quote, just wheels in a machine, comes from Alabama lawmakers describing bullying and intimidation from House leadership. Will Ainsworth, Lieutenant Governor Ainsworth's aide, Connie Rose, said to have given belittling speech. And, well, the reporter put this together for 1819 News is Craig Monger. We have Craig on line one right now. Good afternoon, Craig. How you doing?
Oh, I am doing just awesome, Joey. How are you?
I'm quite well.
Let's just get into this, though. I'd heard a scuttlebutt rumor innuendo that something like this had happened going back years. I've had other folks who are now out of the legislature talk about the, say, intimidation tactics that go on behind the scenes to whip votes. Describe this meeting and what happened there.
Yes, well, you are correct. It is something that has happened before from the reports that I've heard, specifically from Ms. Rowe, that the same little meeting has taken place. And so I talked to a number of lawmakers, freshmen, who obviously I can't name because it would be disastrous for them. But I received it from multiple sources that this meeting took place when Ms. Rowe came in. She was apparently asked to do so by House Speaker Nathaniel Ledbetter, although she works for the Lieutenant Governor. But so the meeting took place, and from all accounts, not to sound too quotey, but from all accounts, she came in and was essentially telling them that they are essentially a part of a grand machine to abandon all hopes of changing the world, to simply fall in line and follow the leadership, and to avoid any public dissent or disagreement with leadership in an effort to present a united caucus and a united front. And a great number of the freshman lawmakers who were spoken to in that tone of voice were none too pleased. They thought it sounded condescending and bullying. And it was just a way to curtail them into submission to the grand machine that is Alabama politics. So that's the bulk of it.
Well, and it sounded like there was actual meat on the bone in terms of if you don't go along, there will be retribution. And what sort of retribution could that be in this context?
Oh, goodness. So much that it could involve. I mean, you can, in this meeting, a particular lawmaker who is now no longer in the House but occupies another office in the state was sort of named without being named, and the retribution for him and for others that tend to stand alone in the legislature can look like, well, first of all, you're not going to have any friends, you're not going to have any co-sponsors on your bill. The leadership could just deign not to bring your bill to the floor for a vote. It could put your bill into a committee that never meets. It could put it into a committee that is guaranteed to vote it down. It can simply, it can bury it in a number of different ways. So the main threat is you're not going to progress. You're not going to be appointed to any committees, first of all. And secondly, any bills that you introduce are going to get buried in committee or just not brought to the floor at all. So you are going to have 4 years at least of being a completely unsuccessful lawmaker for your constituents.
Wow. And again, folks, we're talking to Craig Monger. This is about a behind-the-scenes meeting with something like 31 newly elected freshmen there in the House, State House of Representatives. And, you know, what is really coming to my mind, Craig, is one of the best weeks I can remember in American politics was that rebellion against now Speaker McCarthy up there in the U.S. House of Representatives. And I think they won some incredible things out of that, especially as I see, say, Thomas Massie on the Rules Committee or Matt Gaetz having a lot more sway. And I think they opened up the conversation and the debate up there in our national Congress. But it looks like this rules change package that was voted on and breezed through at the beginning of the new quadrennium enabled this sort of heavy-handed approach. And I'm just read this one sentence. The Roe meeting reportedly contained appeals to refrain from public debate on issues? Really?
Yes. The rules that were voted on in the organizing session earlier this year, I think they did an incredible amount in stifling debate from a purely operational perspective. However, what that entire debacle showed was that all the debate and discussion amongst GOP lawmakers, those really the only relevant ones because they have a supermajority, the Democrats they sort of exist. But all the debate, because I had heard personally from lawmakers, people who weren't pleased about the original draft of the rules. But all the debate that was handled on it was done behind closed doors. It was done in caucus. It was done in smoke-filled rooms. So So when it actually came to the floor for a vote, there weren't any GOP lawmakers who had anything to say, but any sort of dissenting opinion. And that seems to be the modus operandi of the new leadership. We are going to have these discussions behind closed doors. What that looks like is anyone's guess. But we're going to have these discussions behind closed doors, and then when we actually come to where the media and the public can observe, we're going to appear to be a united front, a phalanx, if you will, of GOP lawmakers.
Well, I just don't buy the whole kayfabe politics. I know this goes on, and I can understand the arguments of why leadership would want to kind of rule with an iron fist in this way and put on a public face that everybody's united, but I'm of the more the school of thought that debate and public debate that's honest and not prefigured is very healthy for any legislature, even Alabama's. And it's interesting. Okay, so this is all to get Banjo, I mean Nathaniel Ledbetter, and his legislative priorities sort of in tow. Do we know what those legislative priorities are of Speaker Ledbetter?
No, we don't. There's a few. Again, it's presented as this one cohesive unit, so there's obviously priorities of the caucus. Now, one could speculate that the proposed priorities of the caucus are the priorities of Ledbetter. Obviously, he has tremendous power in what comes to the floor and what bills go to what committee. So he very much has teeth and authority in the House as far as what comes before. But what his specific priorities are, that would require a level of transparency that we just simply don't have at the
moment. Well, and I guess there's stuff we could guess, like the economic incentive packages, stuff that they've talked about publicly. But it is frustrating that it kind of confirms what I already assumed. I believe I told Jeff Poor yesterday that whether it's the U.S. government or the state of Alabama, our government is trans. It claims to be a democratic republic form of government, very open to the voters, open public debate. You know, we're not deciding things in secret, but we all know it's actually, despite how they identify, an oligarchy, a damn dirty oligarchy where rule of the few rules the day. And I just don't think it's working well for the nation. I don't think it's working well for the states. I say all that to say I really appreciate this reporting. This, I think, shows people, it's one of my favorite things when reporters do this, it shows people behind the scenes how the sausage is actually made.
Well, I appreciate that very much, and I really, really hope that something more comes out of this in the future, because, I mean, what it takes in order to get these things out in the open and for actual substantive change to take place is people talking. The people that are in these positions that don't have leadership positions, they are realistically a part of a giant machine that can chew them up and spit them out. And in order for the apparent bullying and intimidation to stop, it has to be shown. It has to be shown for what it is, a sordid attempt to get maybe more principled people to step in line and to follow the leader.
Well, there you go. And again, folks, this is the top story at 1819news.com this morning. Just wheels in a machine. And Craig, if folks want to follow what you're writing, what you're thinking about, what you're posting, how can they do so?
Well, they can find all of my published works at 1819news.com, obviously. And they can follow me on social media, Twitter. It's at Craig Monger 1819, Facebook, first name Craig, last name Monger. Come check me out.
And before you go, Craig, I'm asking everybody these days, what's your favorite movie that I should watch?
I actually just rewatched for the first time in about a decade Cinderella Man with Russell Crowe. It's an exceptionally well-done movie. I would highly recommend it. On Prime for free.
Cinderella Man. I'm writing that down now. I appreciate it, Craig, and we'll talk again soon, man.
All right, take it easy. See you, Eddie.
See you, bud.
272-9228. Great reporting there. I mean, are we surprised by this at all, Eddie?
No. Again, the quiet part's being said out loud.
Right.
And I'm glad of that. But now what are we going to do about it, Joey?
Well, we keep talking about it and tell them, hey, we ain't impressed. A lot of this is about changing hearts and minds mm-hmm. over the long run. And it's not like it can all be done tomorrow. This is not a sitcom world. the thread is not solved in 30 minutes. This is a long-run game, whether you're talking about getting the state on the right footing and being a little more visionary in their approach to, well, like, respecting the freedom of Alabamians and being, well, actually as conservative as they claim, but especially when it comes to this nation. That's an even bigger lift, and it's about changing hearts and minds over the long run. Of course, as you try to push that change, you'll be called all sorts of names. Yeah. And, well, that's just the nature of the beast here. But a little word of advice, don't embody the stereotypes of your opponents. So, you know, if you're talking about, say, the deep state or the problem with our central banking system and fiat monetary system, if you're talking about being overstretched all over the globe, much to our detriment, which is allowing the rise of China and Russia even more because we are stretched too thin, and that's why they're making the moves they're making these days, whatever the issue, you'll be called all sorts of names like you're the second coming of George Wallace. You're just a damn dirty racist that wants to keep people down. That's how you define freedom, right? Or no, you're an anti-Semite. Now, if you go full Kanye West, you might be called an anti-Semite and you probably deserve it. Even if you're trying to claim to embody Christian love so much that you'll even love Hitler. But yeah, if the shoe fits, wear it, right?
Yeah.
But generally speaking, we've got a lot of problems that I think with a very pragmatic case, you can say, without even appealing to ideology, we have big problems here. And the folks in charge, for the sake of holding on to power and their prerogatives, don't seem to be interested in a lot of different solutions to these problems. 272-9228. This is part of the program brought to you by XI Repair. And their XI Repair, Jonathan Strange and his team, well, they can help you with that smartphone of yours.
Sure they can.
Maybe you dropped it, and it's cracked.
Got a cracked screen. Now don't. You got glass splinters.
Yeah, don't live that way. Go to XI Repair. They can fix that in like 30 minutes. It's like a goop they put on there,
right.
A resin of some sort. It's a very quick fix. They can also clean up your phone. Maybe a speaker is blocked or blown out. Could be water damage, or it's just maybe your phone's acting a little funky. Like, programs aren't loading correctly. Maybe your battery's not holding a charge, and that's causing a lot of problems with your operating system. They can fix all of that there at XI Repair. Of course, they can also do data recovery services. So, say you're in litigation, like a bad deal, or a divorce or something like that. Well, people delete messages. People delete emails. XI Repair can recover that information, or it could be just have an old hard drive. They can even work on your drone, right, Eddie? Because you keep crashing the thing?
Only one crash so far.
Okay.
But Jonathan is on my speed dial.
Right. They can also do work on the top-line gaming consoles or even sell you brand-new smartphones or refurbished ones at a great price. So check out XI Repair today. You can always go to xirepair.com. And you can even start a job online. Say, here's my type of phone. It's a cracked screen. Right. And then they'll immediately get in touch with you through email and a phone call, your preference. And you can get the job started that way, or you can just call them up direct at 777-1234. That's 777-1234. And be sure to tell the fine folks there at XI Repair that Joey and Eddie from News & Views sent you. For the break, let's go to Robert. Hey, Robert, how you doing?
Hey, guys. I'm going to try to make it quicker. I just want to give a shout-out to the House Republicans in the federal government. In Congress, you know, for all the investigations they're doing on Biden, China, and all that stuff. But this is what I called about. The number one thing they need to do is use their power to drop these stupid charges of these people that they have in these gulags in prison for the 1-6. And the reason we need to focus on that is you can't get to anything else if you can't quit persecuting someone that was not doing anything wrong. I mean, the doors were open. The people walked in. The police walked them around. The other side wants to talk about somebody that's been arrested 50 times and all that other stuff. But anyway, that's my one issue. And then my last issue would be, I want to know if anybody agrees with what I just said. If they don't, then maybe I'm barking up. I got to find another tree to bark up. But I love calling your show, and Joey, I even like your debate with the previous person. Now, I don't fully understand what the previous person was saying, because he was talking about his work and how it operates in there. So, and it, I really got confused on it. But I've never claimed to be brilliant. But anyway, buddy, I like your show, and I tried to hit my point. And there you go.
Thank you, Robert.
Thank you.
Yeah, when it comes to January 6th, I think the DOJ disagrees with Robert. Reports coming out they might arrest another 1,000 people.
Really?
Yeah. And just to...
even after...
Yeah,
we're just doubling down on stupid?
Of course.
Okay.
No, but do not underestimate, for those of you who are wanting to take the black pill in despair, oh, what are we going to do about it? The more they drop the mask, that is actually a very valuable thing to anybody paying attention. And just again to underline what we were talking about there with Craig Monger is that there's a big meeting with all the freshmen, the top aide, former state representative Connie Rowe, now working for Lieutenant Governor Will Ainsworth, had a meeting with all these new idealistic, wide-eyed and bushy-tailed, isn't that one phrase for it? Green is another phrase for it. Told them, y'all better get in line or else you ain't getting committee assignments. We're going to kill any bill idea that you have. We might even primary you. If you have a disagreement with something, just bring it up behind the scenes. But, we'll probably still not listen to you. You just need to vote the way you're going to vote. And then maybe one day you can work your ranks through this labyrinth and become, just like Banjo, leading the team here.
Vote them all out, Joey. Vote them all out.
But I'm sure there are a lot of folks out there going, yeah, this is how it works. It's great. It's fine.
It's not supposed to be how it works. We all know that. It's supposed to be very transparent. Mm-hmm. We're supposed to have open and honest debate.
Mm-hmm.
What is wrong with that anyway? What's wrong with having an honest and open debate?
Because politicians and political machines, whether in Washington, D.C. or in Alabama, do not like to improvise. When you have a free and open conversation, sometimes it goes a place that you don't expect. That's why they don't like to laugh and have fun either, because sometimes the joke takes you to places you don't expect. It's interesting how they operate. They like to stick to a script because I guess there's a lot at stake and you don't want to piss off the people. We'll be right back.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
And now, another Guardian Credit Union story.
Hey, Mom.
Hi, dear. I was about to run some errands. Do you need anything at the store?
Well, since you asked, I need a new refrigerator and a laptop so the kids can do their schoolwork.
Okay, that's not exactly what I meant.
And new tires for the car.
Oh, my goodness. I was just going to the grocery store.
Well, you asked me what I need. I need all these things.
Oh, honey, what you need is a loan from Guardian. It'll connect you to everything you need and save you money, too. Guardian helped me when I had to get a hot water heater last month.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Go to Guardian's website at myguardiancu.com or give them a call. Their number is 334-244-9999. I can't get you a laptop, but I'll be happy to grab some cookies for the kids.
Connect with Guardian Credit Union today for all your lending needs. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
You know LG Tint and Graphics tints vehicles, but they also tint houses and offices. Tinting your home or office will protect your floor and walls from fading, as well as keep your customers cool. Call for a free estimate. 334-365-2665. LG Tint and Graphics.
The sophistication of check fraud is amazing. Two friends were telling me their companies were recently hit. We'll talk to the COO of InGo Money Network out of Atlanta, Rusty Pickering. Their job is to work with the feds to prevent it and to crack these cases. Listen to What's Working Saturday noon or find us online at whatsworkingcam.com.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Joey Clark.
Welcome back. The News and Views, 272-9228. If you want to get on the program, that's the number Flower Child dialed. Hey, Flower Child, how are you?
I'm great, y'all.
I'm doing wonderful. Well, really well.
Well, of course, I'm not happy about what just broke, but we have somebody that wants, not only do we have a little dictator in Montgomery, now it sounds like we got a little dictator in the State House, the Representatives and Senate, I guess, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, but they would claim this is how it works in Alabama. Like, part of a pledge class here. Is this here fraternity?
Would they pledge,
don't you
pledge
dare get too big for your britches.
On the camera? Would they pledge that? On camera? Would they say that statement on camera?
Yeah, some things need to go unsaid. Mm-hmm. Do you not understand how the family works, Eddie?
Right.
Well, you know, just like we had the Trump 20 that held McCarthy to the fire, we need the Alabama 30. Did you say it was 30 freshmen?
Yeah, 30 or so.
That were lectured?
Yes.
Yeah.
The people that we elected,
right,
are lectured by one person, correct?
Correct.
Well, I think a couple solutions. Number one, all the Alabama talk show radio hosts beat the drums on this until they can and ask for the Alabama 30 to grow a pair and band together like the Trump 20 did. And do something about this. Give these people a voice if they're willing to come forward and talk. You know, strengthen numbers as usual. I guess we just need to go to term limits.
Right.
Is the answer with this that anybody that says, especially I think I don't even know what kind of a representative he is. He said he wasn't going to run but two terms. Don't elect him. Don't elect Mike Rogers next.
I think the only way we'll ever get term limits if we promise a bonus if they quit. They're so hungry for money. I think that's the only way we'll say, okay, if you do two terms and quit, we'll give you something.
Well, the problem is, just like that SVB bank, they can write their own bonus
right.
and then destroy it.
Right. This is
can
true.
Can you believe that company, that bank, didn't have a risk manager? She had retired or quit, asked to quit.
Like 8 months
Whatever.
Ago, wasn't it?
Huh?
It was 8 months?
In April of 22.
It's amazing.
Yeah. And regulators, you know, and just let it go.
And then they get a bonus, and they fly off to Hawaii. I mean, when are we ever going to get mad enough to do something about this?
That's a good point.
And I called in one day because we had a little inkling about Ledbetter when they were trying to change the rules, and I can't remember who it was when it was. Somebody in my district, whether it was Barfoot or Chambers, I don't know which, or what's his name, Eddie?
Chambliss.
I spoke to one of them, and I said, well, what are these rule changes? Oh, well, something, you know, there's just a couple things, but we got them to do away with that. It's nothing really bad, you know. And here, lo and behold, what do we find out? It is bad.
Yeah, but if we let every member, especially freshmen, go their own way and publicly debate issues where the people can see it, it'll be anarchy.
Oh, I tell you, I mean, you know, only certain people are smarter than the other people, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You know, they know best for us, and then we can't think for our own. Anyway, how's Jack?
Great. I had lunch with him yesterday.
Okay. Well, tell him hello for me, and y'all take care and hold these people to the fire. Don't let them do this, y'all. Talk radio. Keep it going.
Well, there you go.
I hope they taped it just like they did Stephen Reed.
Yeah. Oh, and by the way, has Charles Lee been arrested yet? He was demanding an apology.
He has not been arrested, as far as I checked a little while ago. Nothing there, and nothing on the apology either.
Yeah, Charles Lee wants an apology from Stephen Reed.
Can you blame him?
We'll get into that story. We'll get into it. I appreciate it, Flower Child.
Bye.
Let's go to Doug from Titus. Hey, Doug.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Good afternoon.
I wanted to add something to your opening guest call-in. I still know him.
a friend of mine and our relationship is so close that we consider ourselves brothers, not necessarily brothers in Christ, although we both are very faithful. And so he got elected during the Paul Herbert reign or era, and he just knew with God's help that he was going to straighten everything out. And the leadership had a one-on-one with him, and they basically said, you know, get in line. He laughed at them. And their final threat to him, because he was in the, and still is, I'm not going to give too much information because y'all might can figure him out, real estate development business.
Mm-hmm.
And he had already let everybody know, hey, I'm going to do 3 terms max, and then I'm going to go after some ABC board contracts and house a bunch of bottles in some of my brick and mortar real estate. So their final threat to him was, if you don't get in line, you'll never get a contract with the ABC board. As a matter of fact, we're going to do everything we can to ruin the real estate development business. I don't know if they do that anymore, but he said it was real common that the second threat is, whatever you do outside of the state house, we're going to ruin you. I know a lot of them are old, like Mike Holmes. I think Mike wasn't doing anything. You know, he was retired from his civilian job. But anyway, I just wanted to add that to it. And George Wallace is right. There's not a dime difference between a Democrat and a Republican when it comes to the Alabama State House.
Well, and I keep telling folks, politics is fundamentally force and fraud. The force doesn't have to be violent. You don't have to be killing people like your Michael Corleone. And the fraud doesn't have to be conscious. Yeah. You could really believe, oh, I'm doing this for a great cause. And, yeah, sure.
Well, I try not to paint with a broad brush. At the federal level, as far as senators, Rand Paul, I think he probably didn't. Well, I know he knows how to spell corruption because he's very well educated. Ted Cruz, you know, he's made a few mistakes and gaffes or whatever, but there's a few, but there's such a minute minority, and they always will be, that it doesn't frustrate me anymore because I think I'm completely gray-headed already. But, yeah, you're right, Joey, but I don't want you to give up, young buck. Just like, I know I've told you this several times, but you're like, I think 4 or 5 days younger than my son. He hasn't given up. And he's a proud 3%er, but not one of those that's like, too far to the right, but I'm pretty sure that he may be classified as a homeland terrorist. But anyway, guys, enjoying the show. Don't give up your spunk and your I can't really think of the word, your energy to at least speak out and expose the truth.
Yeah, whenever I start to feel a little down, I'll go open up a childhood memento of mine. It's an old copy of a collection of Calvin and Hobbes, and there's that one strip one day where he puts on a space helmet, and they're like, Calvin, what are you doing? He's like, I'm going for the gusto. So whenever I start to feel down, I just remind myself to go for the gusto. Sometimes I'll even wear funny hats to do it. I appreciate it, Doug.
Uh-huh. Thank you, guys.
272-9228. And, you know, there will always be an elite in whatever situation. You know, from family life, somebody's the heavy. Usually somebody is the one who's kind of unofficially in charge.
Right.
Or in like a town hall meeting. Somebody's got to keep the time. Somebody's got to set the docket. And in the legislature, you're going to have leadership that, you know, sets the agenda. But what Alabama and this nation needs is a competent elite that is actually doing things that they claim when they get voted on by the people, that actually serves the people well. 272-9228. This is part of the program brought to you by River Region Contracting. And they're at River Region Contracting. Todd Clark and his team, well, they can help you with that roof of yours.
They sure can, Joey.
Now, you had your metal roof did, right?
Yep, I had it checked out. It had been a few years since we had it installed. And
you assumed you had dry rotting and, like, the
seals? Yeah, little did I know, not only did I have that, but I also had some issues that when they built the house and I didn't go back and check behind them. There are a few issues that the guys over there at River Region Contracting able to tell me, hey, Eddie, you need about 4 more feet of this and about 6 more feet of this. They ordered it up. It matches my roof. They were able to install it. All worries are gone about my roof.
So, folks, whether it's a metal or an asphalt roof, you need to cover cover your butt.
Yeah.
I mean, you should have, you know, insurance, but your home is one of your most long-term and expensive investments. You've got to do preventative maintenance on your roof. And again, they'll find things that you probably didn't even suspect. They're River Region Contracting. And here's the good news. Their inspections and estimates are always free. And they're a team of insurance specialists. So if they do find a problem with your roof that your insurance might cover,
yeah,
they
buddy.
Can walk you through that claims process and make it a swift and easy experience. So call up Todd Clark and the team there at River Region Contracting today. 356-8635, 356-8635. And be sure to tell them you heard about them here on News and Views on News Talk 93.1 FM. More News and Views after this.
Going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
This is Evan Bass for Montgomery Men's Health. Virtually every day in our practice, we hear the same thing. A man's energy is down, his sex drive is low, and his workouts just aren't feeling the same. And when we hear this, we often discover that the culprit is low testosterone. The problem with low T is that your testosterone levels decrease as you age. At first, you might not even notice. But eventually, for many men, it gets low enough that you start feeling poorly. When that happens, it's time to get help from Montgomery Men's Health. Now do me a favor and ask yourself this. How would your life be different if you had your old self back? More energy, higher sex drive, and the confidence and positivity you used to have? If you're like most guys, the answer is an easy one. So make an appointment today and see if low T therapy could make a difference in your life. Your first appointment is only $99 and includes blood work and testosterone results in minutes. Call 334-440-3663. That's 334-440-3663. Or go to montgomerymenshealth.com.
This is your roving reporter, and today I'm talking with a famous broadcaster.
Hey, man, what's happening?
Now, I understand you radio people move a lot. Is that correct?
Yeah, sometimes.
Well, how does this affect your taking care of your retirement money?
Oh, man, I don't give that a second thought because my buddy David Ernest, he's my money man.
Your money man?
With the money plan.
I see.
So no matter where I go up and down the dial, David has my back, you know?
I'll bet you know some phone numbers our listeners could call to talk with David Ernest.
334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
And he has a website at retirewithernest.com.
Hey, you're on top of it today, man.
I also understand that you hold some sort of a record in broadcasting.
Yes. I was the first person to put together a show with myself, a duck, a chicken, and a goose. But it didn't last long. We got taken off the air.
Why were you taken off the air?
Too much foul language, man.
Oh, my.
So I wasn't crazy about that one myself.
With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Jeremy House. TikTok CEOs on Capitol Hill today facing a grilling by U.S. lawmakers.
Shouzi Chu will be making a case for why the popular video sharing app isn't a national security risk. At a White House briefing yesterday, National Security Council spokesman John Kirby wouldn't confirm reports that the Biden administration is asking the Chinese company ByteDance to sell the app amid concerns that user data could end up in the hands of the Chinese government.
We've made very clear our national security concerns about that particular application. That's why it's been banned on government devices.
TikTok has been trying to sell officials on a $1.5 billion plan called Project Texas, which routes all U.S. user data to domestic servers owned and maintained by software giant Oracle. Jennifer King, Washington.
German unions are calling on thousands of workers across the country's transport system to stage a one-day strike on Monday. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Jeremy House.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Our major spring break warming trend continues today. In fact, I think we're headed for the mid-80s today. Good bit of sunshine. Clouds on the increase, but very mild tonight. Overnight low 61. Tomorrow, a very warm day for March. I think the high temperature will reach the mid to upper 80s. Cloudy early, sunshine later. We'll be dry through Friday evening, but showers and storms arrive in the overnight hours Friday night into the wee hours of Saturday, and some of those will be strong, possibly severe. The storms will clear out early in the day on Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Buying a package deal can mean you get more for your money. John Bobo with Capital Tractor. We create packages that pair the strength of Kubota equipment with implements that fit your needs, not implements you don't need or won't use. Kubota and Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Joey Clark.
Welcome. Back to News and Views. I'm Joey Clark. He's Eddie Bader.
What's up, dog?
In a moment, we'll have Julie Beard in the studio. She's running for city council. We got to invite on more of the candidates. Think the mayor will come back on the show?
I hope he does, to announce that he's running again.
Yeah.
Or to announce the whatever he's going to do about the That's My Dog guy.
The shyster or the hustler?
Yeah.
The extortionist?
Extortionist, that is the word I was looking for.
Thank you. We'll get into that before too long. Let's talk to Eric the dog.
Hola.
What up, dog?
How you doing?
You know, tooling along out here, trying to make a check.
Well, it's a pretty day for painting.
Yeah, it's a pretty day for painting. Already got most of it done, so. On the homeward swing, as they say. You guys were talking about, those crooks that went into the January 6th stuff, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that was brought up in passing by Robert, and it does. Some reports suggest the DOJ is going to pursue 1,000 more arrests. We'll see what happens.
Ignorant. That's just ignorant. I got cut out of that conversation that you were having at the top of the show with that guy.
With Craig Monger, reporter. Yeah.
Yeah. What was he?
The headline is Just Wheels in a Machine. Lawmakers describe bullying, intimidation from House leadership. Ainsworth aide Connie Rose said to have given belittling speech.
In other news, water's wet.
Right. Again, I don't suspect, or I don't expect, that there's never going to be leadership or an elite. It's just when you see the way these things are done and to what end, like what exactly is your legislative agenda, because right now it ain't real impressive what they put out publicly. We'll see what happens. We deserve better.
Well, yeah, we do. And these people, that was T-Spear, right? Flower Child, my bad. I'm with her about, we need these people to stand up. We voted you in there to change what's going on, and this is a straight-up status quo. It's my turn to legislate now. And like you said, they don't have a very clear... Like, I can't tell you one thing that's on their agenda that they want to accomplish. You know, there's school choice stuff out there that they want to hem and haw about, and it's sick of this, man. Like, they don't hear you, and after a while, when people, you're talking to them, and you're trying to reason with them, you're trying to do all the right things, and they don't hear you, how do you make them hear you? It's not what Eric the dog, because I'm telling you, when I tell somebody something and they stop listening to me, well, we escalate. I'm going to do something to get your attention.
Now you're sounding like a violent populist like Trump. Like Trump went on this big rant on Truth Social. It was in all caps for several posts. And at the end, he says, they tell us to be peaceful while our country's being destroyed.
Right.
Did you just compare me to Trump?
I did.
I'm going to get off the phone right now. Y'all have a good day. Adios.
And I think both Trump, Eric, and you especially, Eddie, you need to look into turmeric.
Yeah, I've got some people that take turmeric. I know some people that take turmeric.
You're looking a little...
bloated?
Yeah, like inflammation.
Who's wearing sweatshirts, fat boy?
I'm trying to hide... I'm trying to hide the muscles, all right?
Oh, well, you are doing a wonderful job of that.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I barely even see them.
Right. That's the goal. Because you don't want to see me with my shirt off.
No, I don't. No.
I don't want you to.
After we saw Bert downtown that time, I don't want you to try to outdo Bert.
Bert Kreischer?
Yeah, I think I'll be disappointed in you, Joey.
You say his new stand-up on Netflix is good? I still haven't watched
hysterical.
It.
Hysterical. I even forget what it's called. Razzle Dazzle.
Razzle Dazzle,
it is funny, funny, funny.
I'll have to check that out. I love me some Bert.
Me too.
272-9228. Again, we'll have Julie Beard on here in a second.
Okay.
But first, this part of the program brought to you by James Cole and Cole Plumbing. And they're Cole Plumbing. They are ready to help you, especially with those emergency plumbing problems, like a burst pipe inside or outside your home. You do not want to let that problem fester. Now, sometimes you do have one of these issues where it's a leak inside the home, but you don't notice it. Like, say it's in the wall somewhere where it's just not easily seen, and you notice, hey, my normally $70 water bill is $300. I didn't install a pool. Yeah, you need to get Cole Plumbing out there pronto to fix your problem. And they have this proprietary pipelining technology unique to Cole Plumbing that allows them, well, with minimal discomfort to you and your home. That means they're not going to tear out a bunch of drywall or dig up a huge hole in your yard. With precision and expertise, they can solve that problem. And, of course, some other common problems are things like tree root invasions, or maybe your sump pump isn't draining water from that lower-level basement, or it could be you're just looking to upgrade. Maybe you would like a tankless water heater system, or you need to run a new water line as you're renovating your home. Cole Plumbing can do it all. So you can always go to coldplumbing.com. You can book an appointment online. I'm looking at it right now there in the top right corner. Or you can always call them. You should probably just save this number, 279-8919. That's 279-8919. And just remember, folks, when you have trouble with your bowl,
call on Cole, Joey.
Well said, Eddie. Let's go to Red Top. Hey, Red Top.
Tell me, what are the symptoms of turmeric deficiency?
That you have, you're bloated and inflammation, like your joints hurt.
Oh, that sounds like you're just fat.
That might also be the case, but it doesn't hurt to take some turmeric. Eat some more, like, Indian food or something.
Oh, golly. I just told Eddie Bader. I just went by Hog Rock Barbecue. That's food. So, let me
There's nothing wrong with some cooked goat in a curry, man.
Ooh, curry goat's really good.
It's actually good.
Yes.
I see. Great. I'm just going to eat my steamed cabbage and carrot salad. Thank you. Now, let me make a prediction.
All right.
On German World News last night, they had a long report about Xi and Putin. And I will make a prediction that the Russians, they've already announced they're going to be pulling out of the International Space Station.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be moving to the Chinese spaceship station.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, because last night they mentioned space for the first time in any of their declarations. I hadn't heard the word space put in any of their reports. But I think they're going to start running Chinese out of the Cosmodrome, which, you know, before Elon Musk came along, the Russians had had the market cornered on sending folks to space.
Yep.
And they've lost that.
Yeah, and I think the way the world is going is a big division, and it won't be technically geographically east versus west, but it'll be China, then Russia's a junior partner working with all sorts of nations around the world to challenge us, whereas I think the United States needs to, number one, get our footing right, our house in order, and make sure our alliance is there in Europe with Australia. It would be nice to get India more on our side, given they're one of the biggest democracies, if not the biggest in the world. And it just seems like instead we're going to the playbook from the 1990s, like we're the sole superpower. It doesn't seem to be working well.
No. And India is the largest democracy in history.
Right.
And there's not a damn soul in the United States that's trying to make friends with these people. Granted, they do some crazy stuff, but with 1.4 billion people, you'd be crazy too. At least they're not harvesting organs, and it's an amazingly free society. It's so complicated.
Well, and a lot of the population speaks the King's English better than Americans or the Brits. They
most people do.
I mean, they have incredible stuff they could offer the world. The movies are fantastic, too. It's just, it's a shame that it seems like the folks who are running foreign policy seem to be asleep at the wheel, or they're using a playbook that's about 20 years old.
Well, it's the investment in China, which has already been just complete stupidity. So, Things are looking better for Donald Trump. I'm glad these people are falling apart. So, roll tide, go Trump. See you guys.
Appreciate it, Red Top. 272-9228. We might as well do this now, but Charles Lee.
Okay.
Of That's My Dog.
Right.
Charles Lee wants an apology from Stephen Reed. That's what Alabama News Network reported.
I don't blame him.
Yesterday. And, yeah, let's look into this, get the actual quotes here. Charles Lee, the founder of the Montgomery nonprofit That's My Child, says he wants a public apology from Mayor Stephen Reed after Reed called him, quote-unquote, a shyster, a hustler, and a liar in a recent news conference. Lee has retained attorney David Sawyer of McPhillips Shimbaum. I've heard of that firm.
I have, too.
To represent him. Here's a little clip from Alabama News Network, he said.
To Mayor Stephen Reed, that he provide Mr. Charles Lee with a public apology and also issue a public retraction of each of the defamatory statements that he's made against Mr. Lee in the recent past.
For the record, I just want to tell you guys why you're here. One, I did not record the mayor. I repeat, I did not record him. I did not sell or shop any tape. I never tried to extort the mayor, not one time. Never even in my life asked him for $1, or anyone for that matter. I've never asked the mayor for $1, because God has always provided for our families and our students in North Montgomery.
Well, and I believe the mayor's office put out a statement. Okay. They said, quote, "We have met with the appropriate law enforcement agencies, and we will not be able to comment further until all criminal investigations into the attempted extortion of the mayor are complete." Hmm. So I don't think that apology is forthcoming.
Sounds like they got nothing, though, Joey.
Well, maybe it takes time.
Okay.
You don't think he's going to be arrested?
He had how many years?
In charge with
he
had extortion?
How many years, Joey?
This was 2020, it was right after George Floyd.
Supposedly he was being blackmailed or extorted for 3 years.
Yeah, but they just started looking into it a month ago.
Right, but I mean, the story's 3 years old. You ought to know the story by now. If there's something there, it should be, what's there to look into? Here's the claim. Here's the guy saying no. And it's been a couple weeks since, at least a month since they put the tapes out.
Yeah, and Charles Lee's attorney, Mr. Sawyer, says that by statute, the mayor has 5 days to respond to the request for a public apology and retraction. And after that, it'll be up to Lee to decide what to do next. So I guess a lawsuit could be forthcoming.
Yep.
Oh, man. And yesterday, the mayor announced there. You ever been out to Gateway Park?
Yeah.
I worked there a bunch when I was working Parks and Rec. Beautiful place.
A lot better now than it used to be.
Beautiful place.
Yeah.
It really is a great park. That would have been, I think the last year I worked there was 2009.
Amazing enough, it was like 2010, 2011. That park really took off.
Yeah, in 2009 it looked great. But are you suggesting something here? You know, not everything's a joke and an opportunity for you to just kick me in the ribs.
I'm saying the park looks, honestly, the pond and everything in that park, every time we go by there, we just go back and forth to Hyundai. There are always people there. It was a lot better than it was 20 years ago. It was like an abandoned field and a pond and kind of smelled funny when you went by.
We do have city elections coming up here in a few months. I think August.
August, I think it is.
And so it's going to be, I think, more and more candidates stopping by. In fact, we have a candidate for city council sitting in our green room.
I believe so.
If you could call it that. Is that a green room out there?
Kind of a tan room.
And you got to wonder, will anybody challenge the incumbent mayor, Stephen Reed? We shall see.
It's
an uphill battle. I think Stephen's pretty strong, actually.
Wouldn't they be doing it by now? That's the part I'm kind of missing.
No, it's still early.
Okay.
It's a small city, man. You can get the word out, even unofficially, before you announce. There are a lot of rumors, but I'm not going to put them out there just yet of who's actually running.
Mm.
We'll see.
Salacious.
More news and views.